Thank you, Mayor, and thank all y'all for being here. I was thinking on the ride down here this morning, I was elected and took office in January of 2008. And one of the first things we did as a kind of outreach effort to let everybody get to know who I was and the people that worked these counties, we came to the Board of Supervisors meeting. Charles, y'all might remember this, Mr. Wommel. Back then, when we showed up at that meeting, the first item that got brought to my attention was a lack of natural gas service at the industrial park here in Kosciuszko and in Itala County. And we began thinking, how in the world can we make this happen? And several years rolled by as we mulled around, and in a meeting here in Kosciuszko, and the reason this is very significant to us and to Atmos and the commission and all of our elected officials is this is really where we as a state broke out and did something that's not being done anywhere in the United States of America, and it all started here in Itala County. When Steve Zay came to us and said, look, Mr. Atwood's got an issue of needing more natural gas at his facility. We can't really market this industrial park the way we want to because we don't have the natural gas capacity and have the pipes out there to actually really go out and showcase this the way we'd want to. And we left, and standing in the lobby of the office, the local county office, Bill Center and I, Bill said, we know we've got an idea of a few things we'd like to look at if the commission would be receptive to this program. And I said, well, sure, come back to something with us. And today, we have the only, and this is a reason for pride for our state, Representative White, and then all of our officials here, we have the only program of its kind in the United States of America that provides an annual investment in natural gas expansions for economic development projects anywhere in this country. And it all started right here in Kosciuszko. And today, Atmos Energy has committed a minimum of $5 million a year, $5 million each year for growth, for economic development throughout Mississippi. And I said this morning on Facebook and Twitter talking about this, that this is a part of an 82-county jobs program. This is where we look at every county and try to make sure we're looking and using the resources that our state has to try to help each county throughout Mississippi. This is about growing jobs. This is about coming to counties that want to grow the economy in their county and increase jobs and try to find a way to help them. And this program, we call it in regulatory terms, a supplemental growth rider. That's legalese for the program that's going to fund this. Is really unique, and we've had inquiries from all over the country about it, and we're proud that this was able to happen in Kosciuszko. And my job was to tell you how we got here, and it was a lot of pulling and pushing and shoving and shouting, but we got here, and we're able to help local communities grow, help local communities invest, help local communities grow jobs, and that's what is very important. And it wouldn't have happened without the work of the local economic development officials, Greg and Steve, our local county board of supervisors, Mayor Cockcroft, Mr. Atwood, who had the initial need, but also Atmos Energy. And I can't say enough about the working relationship that we've been able to craft over the last year with our gas utilities in Mississippi to think outside the box, to look at ways to meet a need and to make sure that we can grow jobs and grow the economy in counties like Itala County and here in Kosciuszko. I'm proud of this. I'm proud of the program we've put in place between Atmos and CenterPoint, our two major natural gas suppliers in the state. We will have an annual investment of at least $10 million in natural gas growth and expansion throughout our state, dealing with any areas that are potentially viable for economic development, job growth, and increasing the economy in Mississippi. That is a win, win, win. It's a win for the Public Service Commission because our job is to represent you and to make sure the infrastructure needed in our state is being built. It's a win for the gas company because they're building lines, they're increasing customers, and it's a win for the local economy and local job creators like Mr. Billy Atwood and all the folks that we hope that will come to the industrial park here. So I can't say enough good things about the commitment of your Board of Supervisors, your state representative, your mayor, your board of aldermen here that kept kicking us in the pants to get something done. And that's what we're here today to announce. We've been able to get something done. We're not just talking about it. We're able to make something happen, and it's because of local commitment, working with Atmos, and making sure that we get the dirt turned, we get the shovels out, and we get these lines put in the ground that will help this county and will help you grow jobs here. And so, for that, I appreciate the opportunity to be here. I appreciate the part that we've been able to play in keeping the ball moving down the court to get this done. And we hope we'll be back here soon to announce more job creation and more filling up of that industrial park, because that's what it's all about, helping create jobs in these local communities and helping counties like Itala County increase their economy. And for that, I thank you for letting me be with you today. I thank you for the work, and I thank you for the commitment of the gas company by Atmos to make these investments. This is $2.1 million of a $5 million fund. And there's three districts in the state. I'll take those odds any day, Mr. Senator. We're proud to get that money in the Northern District. We're proud to get it in Itala County. And we know there are other needs across the state. And we appreciate Atmos' commitment to making this happen. And I'm pleased to be with you today. Thanks a lot.